Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Stephen Hunt. Jean Paul is not in today. Today we'll be talking about the play Gold Rush Girls as produced by Cyrano's Theater Company. And to talk about it, we have the creative team. We have playwright and composer and lyricist Carmo Sanders and Jerry Sanders, along with musical director Dan McElrath. Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, let's first start out by just talking about what the play is about. Give our listeners an idea of what they can expect to see when they go see this play, Gold Rush Girls. Carmo, you want to start?
Well, it's a musical, so they can expect to see a full-length style Broadway musical with all the excitement of the Gold Rush and all the challenge that those people went through, and the ladies of the Gold Rush, who were mining their own fortunes in a very different way, without gold pans, with some bottles of whiskey and some dancing and some singing.
So a bit of rough and tumble portrayal of the Alaska Gold Rush days, is that correct?
Well, these ladies were in the high end of the dance hall is paradise, and they're in the high end of their dance halls up there. But the men are a bit rough and tumble, I think I might say.
Oh, they are. Just like Alaska.
just like Alaska. I love it.
And this play, the musical, was inspired somewhat by Lael Morgan's book, right?
Well, it was totally inspired by Lael's book. She's a good friend of mine, and the moment I saw the cover of The Good Time Girls, I just knew I knew those girlfriends. I went, oh, I know those ladies. And Jerry was writing a song. I came home. I'd been working at BU, and I had a scene about the Good Time Girls. Jerry was writing a song, and it was kind of like Spanky and our gang. I said, oh, Jerry, let's write a musical. Had I any idea how hard it was to do? I'm not sure I would have ever dared begin, but here we are. Here we are.
Here you are. So, Jerry, talk about the music a little bit. What was your inspiration for writing the music? I have to confess, I have not seen the show yet. It opens tonight, so I don't know what kind of music it is. Is it stylistically like the type of music at that time period?
Well, I got the Klondike songbook, and I studied it quite a lot. But really, well, and did a lot of research about ragtime and blues and different things. And I kind of saw it as a pioneering portrayal of the people of Alaska, even the musicians that came from New Orleans. And, you know, they were starting to scat and do things that they hadn't really heard in the lower 48 yet. So I had a lot of room to invent. So there's ragtime, and there's a lot of ballad and march and big choral numbers, because you have a stage full of people. You want to use them all and, you know, knock them to the back wall, you know.
And Cyrano's is a pretty small theater, so you can really knock them to the back wall.
You really can. Yeah.
We're blowing them right out through the back wall.
Yeah. How large a cast is there in the show?
14.
14. And they all sing, I assume.
They all sing.
All sing.
And how many people are in the orchestra?
One.
Listen to that little voice.
And that would be Dan, the musical director, who's also playing the entire orchestra, apparently.
Yes.
Dan, tell us a little bit about your participation with the show, how you came aboard, and what you've been doing with the play.
Well, Sandy Harper had kind of floated this boat to me about 6 or 8 months ago, and I hadn't heard from her over the course of the spring, so I wasn't really sure if it was going to happen or not, but she eventually did call me about doing it. And of course, doing anything in Alaska, as we've learned, is in the summertime is a little tough to get people on board, because there's so many. That's the only time we can go play, you know. But it was just a very intriguing musical to me, and the first run aspect of it was something that really drew me to it. And the music that Jerry wrote is great. It's very passionate, and it's just, I think everybody who's involved in it has thoroughly enjoyed the energy that the music pushes the play along with, and it's been great to be a part of.
And I should mention, this is the national premiere of this play, first time ever being done in Alaska. You've had some workshop productions of it back in Boston, I believe, but this is the national premiere. And, of course, with many original plays, especially musicals, are always changes as they go on into production. Have there been many changes that you've worked with in this production, or have you basically had the same script from the first day of rehearsals?
Well, we were lucky. Sandy Harper at Cyrano's brought Jane Wenger on board as our dramaturg about a year and a half ago, so that when we got here, we were ready. Mm-hmm. The script was ready, and the music. Dan has helped Jerry a lot with getting the music in shape as well. And so we haven't had time. Mm-hmm. We haven't had time to do any rewrites. We came with a script that is ready to go. There are things we would do and we'll do next time, but we're very, very happy with where we are. Really happy. We're up running and they're beautiful. Our cast is gorgeous. They're incredible, dedicated. So we haven't done much rewriting at all and won't do it that until we get home. There's, of course, always it's the name of the game, isn't it? The name of the game of writing is rewriting.
Right. Playwriting is rewriting.
It is.
And how about for the music? Are there some ideas you might have for changing some of the music in the show, or is it just pretty much set as we're having it right now?
It's pretty much set. If anything, I would make it. I mean, it's hard to, when you see it, you'll think I'm crazy, but to make it bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a dancer as well as a musician, so we have dance in there, and it's really a pleasure to see these people move. And it was choreographed so they move like people would move back then, you know, minors in a dance hall. But as we move to bigger stages, I have some production things I'd like to include.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Cyrano Theatre Company's production of Gold Rush Girls, an original musical that's composed and written by Carmo and Jerry Sanders. And they're our guests, along with musical director Dan McElrath. So let's continue talking about the play here. So you talk about the sort of period aspect of the music, which you've incorporated into this. I'm assuming the costumes are like that. Are we looking at some of the Gold Rush types of costumes of that time period?
Oh, yeah. The production levels are fabulous. I mean, our girls looking good. They're looking great. The production values are wonderful.
So what is the show rated?
The show is rated.
It'll be PG for certain, probably.
It's PG, but it's certainly no higher than that. I mean, there's no swearing. There's no overt sex. It's just the women of that time were the entrepreneurs of our century, actually, those women. They could vote. Alaska, interestingly, gave women the vote as the first state in the entire country that gave the women the vote. And at that time in history, the women could not own anything. They couldn't own property. They couldn't own anything. They couldn't wear pants. But up here, they owned their own dance hall. They bankrolled the men. They were very powerful. And our women have come up here. If they could get here, if they could get over the Chilkoot Pass and get up here, they were powerful women. And that's who you'll see. These women that are full of as much adventure, as much longing as the miners themselves had. And they brought home to the miners. They gave on the one of the songs goes, "I'm the little innocent that you can adore. I'm your honey back home, the girl next door." You know, so it's that kind of thing. These women are, it's not X-rated, but we are in a dance hall and
well,
we're
of course.
Having a good time. And it's Cyrano's. It's so tiny. Everybody in there is on, the entire audience will feel like they're totally in the dance hall.
But it sounds like a very fun play to see and to be involved with from the very beginning until now. You mentioned before you based this on Lael's book, and I'm just curious, are there actual characters from that book, or have you fictionalized those characters into your own work?
Yeah, it's inspired by Lael's book. Mm-hmm. It's fictionalized, but with the flavor and the understanding and the feeling of what that adventure was,
mm-hmm.
but inspired by Lael's book, who is a dear friend and an inspiration in her own right. She's a complete inspiration.
Well, Dan, we mentioned that you are the one-man band, so to speak. Are you playing piano? Is that is it scored for piano?
Primarily, yes. Yeah, we're using a keyboard that has some other instrumentation on it. To fill in the gaps, but it's primarily piano.
And are you on stage during the production? So that are
kind
you
of off to the
costume?
Side, but yeah, it's kind of part of the stage. You know, you got the old piano in there. We took an old piano, old upright piano, and gutted everything out of it so that we could get a keyboard in it, so that it looks like a, you know, just an old upright piano from the old Gold Rush days, but it does a few things that the old upright piano couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. And Dan looks great in his vest and his bowler hat. And
well,
oh, he's
you.
On stage. He may be pretending he's not, but he is part of the production.
Well, like you mentioned, Cyrano's is small enough that everybody is on stage.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, you mentioned that you're also a dancer and a choreographer. Did you choreograph the show?
I did not. Hannah, ooh, we've always just called her Hannah.
Hannah, the choreographer.
Hannah, the choreographer. And she's done a great job. We've had the good fortune to be able to contribute at will. I mean, they brought us down here for the full rehearsal process. So as Hannah is choreographing, you know, she gives me a lot of space to step in and, you know, give my opinion. And if she likes it, she incorporates it. And if not, that's okay, too.
And Ed Bourgeois is the director of the show, I understand. I'm sure that's a wonderful relationship you're having with him.
He's the director, and he's now our lead actor.
The villain.
Oh, he is.
He's our bad guy.
He's the actor manager, so to speak.
He's wonderful. He's wonderful. The actor that was going to do the role didn't show up for was unable to get there for the first read-through. So Ed read it through and decided he really loved the role, and everyone decided he was fabulous in the role. So he's been director, and he's also the lead actor, and he's great in that role. And that's given me a great opportunity to work with him, because once he goes on stage, he does need a pair of eyes, and I know where everybody belongs. I do sort of know the show by heart. So Ed and I working together, that's been a joy. He's wonderful to work with. He's a great director and a wonderful actor. Our team is great.
Well, it sounds like a real collaborative effort from everybody here, from the creative team to the director being an actor on stage, and to the actors, I'm sure, contributing a lot to the show as well.
Oh, the cast is absolutely wonderful.
We're in love. We love them all. We're in love with our cast.
And will you be coming back to Alaska to do more shows, maybe?
Hopefully.
Bring it on.
Well, great. Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my guests who have been Carmo Sanders and Jerry Sanders, the composer, playwright, and lyricist for the play Gold Rush Girls, that's produced by Cyrano's Theater Company in downtown Anchorage, along with Dan McElreath, who is the musical director for the show. And folks, it's been great having you on Stage Talk, and looking forward to seeing the show.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Alaska Theater of Youth's 2012 Summer Conservatory presents the last half of its Festival of Plays tonight and tomorrow. Young local artists have been working since the beginning of June on four plays that put new twists on old favorites. The plays include Snow White, Puss in Boots, Myth Adventures, and Cirque Rhapsody. All performances take place on the main stage in UAA's Fine Arts Building. Tickets can be pre-ordered by calling 338-4901, or you may purchase them at the door.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Hamlet 2 ends this weekend with performances on Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
TBA's Actors Academy presents The Jungle Book, Sleeping Beauty, James and the Giant Peach, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs this weekend, including tonight. For more information, call 677-PLAY or go to tbatheater.org.
Up in Talkeetna, running until August 29th, you can see How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Cyrano's Theater Company premieres a new musical, Gold Rush Girls, opening tonight and running through September the 2nd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.